This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Colorado Springs City Council has taken a formal stance against two ballot measures that would legalize and tax recreational cannabis sales in town. Members voted at their meeting this week to pass a resolution against the proposals. Opponents say the measures would lead to more crime and strain local medical services. Voters will decide during next month's election. Also in Colorado Springs, two endangered animals at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo have died from old age. As KRCC's Jess Hazel reports, the zoo says the deaths illustrate the importance of conservation efforts.
Kofun, the mountain tapir, used his long, flexible nose and love for chin scratches to help raise awareness. The zoo says there are only about 2,500 wild mountain tapirs and just 4 remain in captivity in the U.S., Luna, the Mexican wolf, had a total of 6 pups during her lifetime. 2 formed packs at organizations working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to increase the animal's genetic diversity. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
Today, the Biden administration announced a temporary ban on new drilling and mineral extraction for the Thompson Divide in several counties on Colorado's western slope. Local leaders have pushed for a permanent ban there for more than a decade. The announcement comes as part of the president's visit to Camp Hale, where he designated a site as a national monument. Biden is also expected to assign $4 billion from the recently signed Inflation Reduction Act to fight drought in the Colorado River. Right now in Grand Junction, it's 73 degrees and clear. In Vail, it's 50 degrees and clear. And in Denver, it's 64 degrees and partly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.